Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting second, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ike Deluc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Deluc. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. There goes Button. The throw from Nixon to Hunter, and Button is out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive towards third. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Colavito moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. Hunter moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen catches it and throws to home to double up Colavito. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. DeLock reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. DeLock moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeLock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Vernon moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bud Byerly now pitching. Billy Moran pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The slide. White applies the tag. Vernon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Larry Doby pinch hits for Billy Moran. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Larry Doby. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Gary Bell. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive towards the mound. Wall catches it and throws to first to double up Grant. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.